We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Georgia, Oklahoma, New Year's Day, the Rose Bowl. The road to the national championship starts here. Dog Nation, it's on. WCGC Atlanta and WCGC HD1.
An Intercom Communications Station.
Atlanta Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
I think the public perception is you choose a school and you go to the school. You don't necessarily go to a coach. And everybody can say that until it's your son or your daughter. And you're having to meet these coaches, you make decisions based on relationships. And the time frame with which we're having to make these decisions for the kids is really stressful on them.
And stressful on the coaches and stressful on everybody else. This is the first day of the early signing period. And welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can join 92.9 The Game Saturday for college football game time presented by Bud Light. We're going to be at McRae's Tavern in Lawrenceville, which is a fabulous place. By the way, on the square in Lawrenceville, they reclaimed this old building. Love it. Love it. John Chuckery, Randy Mack, and myself, 11 to 3 on Saturday, $3 Bud Light draft specials, great food at McRae's Tavern for college football game time, looking ahead to the bowl games, and talking about other things, including this early signing day period where we have had one signing this morning. Trevor Lawrence, the star quarterback at Cartersville High, has signed his national letter of intent to play at Clemson University, so that is signed, sealed, and delivered as a Clemson Tiger. And he signed it this morning with the Cartersville Hurricane star, number one pro-style quarterback in the nation. Now, the top two quarterbacks in the nation, and even Barrett Salee said in a tweet this morning, Hugh, he said, how crazy is the talent in Atlanta when you have the top two quarterbacks in the nation, the top two recruits in the nation, on either side of Lake Allatoona, Trevor Lawrence, the number one pro-style quarterback in the nation, number two player in the nation, signing with Clemson, and the number one dual-threat quarterback, number one player in the nation, Justin Fields, at Harrison High School, and he will be signing officially. It was somewhere around the noon hour. I mean, he's going to Georgia. We all know that, but he'll just make it official at noon for Justin Fields to become a Georgia Bulldog. Now, this is set against something else Kirby Smart said that we want to play on Monday regarding Jake Fromm and what he sees in Jake Fromm going into the game against Oklahoma. Here's what he
Jake said. Continues to grow and mature. He's grown as a leader among the team, and I think with each game and each situation he gets involved in, he tends to play better and understand the offense better.
Grows, continues to get better, understands the offense better, and Kirby Smart has put his full faith and credit in the former Houston County star, and so you have Jake Fromm as a freshman leading this team into the playoffs, Hugh. You have the number one player in the nation, quarterback out of Harrison High, and Justin Fields coming in. Where does this leave Jacob Eason?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't. This will be Jacob's third season at Georgia, and that goes to talk about coming up. He'll be going into his third season. So that's the same question you would ask like Elijah Holyfield. What is he going to do? I don't know, John. It's kind of tough because you look at it like you want to play. You want to get the opportunity to play somewhere. And then having this other young quarterback coming in and Jacob Fromm being young, it's one of those things, where am I going to have time to play? But I also think there's something to be said about staying in a system and you know, taking advantage of your opportunities when they come. That doesn't necessarily mean that by Jacob Eason not being the starter does not necessarily mean that he won't get drafted. You know, that doesn't mean that. It might hurt his draft status by him not being a starter. But with his size and his ability, that somebody's going to take a look at him. You look at Tom Brady, and not comparing him to Tom Brady, but just look at how he came into the NFL and what he's been able to accomplish since he's been in the NFL. It could be a situation like that. I still think that he could go the route and he can be a pro, He's just going to have to probably have to take a different route.
You know, and to Tom Brady, for those of you who don't remember, when he was at, he was a sixth-round pick. I think that everybody pretty much knows.
Sixth?
Yeah, sixth-round. Okay. Yeah. And when he came out of Michigan, he was the knock on Tom Brady. They said the Patriots took that stiff Tom Brady, and then when they made the move from Drew Bledsoe to Tom Brady, the reaction was, you're going to put that stiff Tom Brady in there? Well, you see what happened at that.
Yeah, it could potentially be the same thing. I think that there are certain positions where in college, especially when you're talking about a school like Georgia, that scouts and people know that they're kind of deep at that position, and that it doesn't – I mean, it helps tremendously. Your draft status when you play, but to be in that program and to be in a certain position, it you can still get drafted.
Well, here's what his high school coach, because I found this morning, what his high school coach said. This is Jacob Eason's high school coach, Tom Tri. He was interviewed by 24/7 Sports, and he said, this is what Tom Tri, his high school coach, said about Justin Fields signing and Jake Fromm. There's probably that you're talking about the loyalty that Jacob Eason feels, because he says, Tom Tri says he's a loyal guy. That's probably what he's weighing heavily in his head, talking about Eason right now. Knowing his personality, watching him grow up, he's a very loyal kid who wants to do right for Georgia, but really his decision at the end of the season is what's right for Jacob. And we're asking that question on our Twitter and our Facebook right now.
So what does Jacob Eason do at the end of the season? You've got three options. Stay at UGA for his junior year, transfer to an FCS school where he can go ahead and play next year, or transfer to an FBS school and sit out. And most people right now, 54%, say that he will transfer to an FBS school and just sit out that year.
He is from the Seattle area, and UW wanted him badly, obviously, and they were up against Georgia. And he was recruited by Mark Richt. We all understand that, and Kirby Smart was able to go out there and save Jacob Eason as a recruit for Georgia when he took over the job. And Jacob Eason comes in here and has an opportunity to start his freshman year and wows everybody. Hugh, you and I were there at that spring game, which was sold out. Kirby Smart's first appearance. There's Jacob Eason. He's throwing 40-yard passes, and the fans are going gaga over this kid, Jacob Eason. They thought he was the savior of the program.
Yes, and then Jake Fromm came, and Jacob Eason got hurt. And even though that was the case, there was a lot of people that felt like during that season when Jacob Eason was playing that there were certain things that he couldn't do. He had a big arm, but a part of the issue was this location, movement in the pocket, I would say, and some things of that nature. Jake Fromm comes in, true freshman, and puts this team where it is right now. I mean, and it was phenomenal. Unfortunately for Eason, that he lost his job because of injury and allowed Jake Fromm to show what he could do, and now he's in this position. But again, John, you never know what could happen during the season. Just like you were in a position to lose your starting job, something could happen this year, knock on Formica, if you will, that, you know, Eason might be in a position where he might get a chance to play a little bit more this year. You just never know. So I think that it's a tough decision to make for a young guy, and you have to do what's best for you. But if it's me, and I'm in that situation, and I'm here at Georgia, I would probably stay. Going into my third season, I would probably stay, because now you got to figure out what school you want to go to. You got to learn the system and all this other good stuff. I mean, but I think I would stay.
It'll be interesting. You can vote in our Vision Computer poll. It is on our Twitter at 929 The Game. We're asking about what will happen with Jacob Eason. So let's just go around the room and kind of find out here. Bo, if you're Jacob Eason, if you're betting right now, let's say short of Jake Fromm getting injured, we don't wish this prior to or in the Oklahoma game, and Jacob Eason coming off the bench and rallying the team and, you know, winning a national title, which we've seen before. I mean, we saw it with Cardale Jones at Ohio State. Sometimes these things happen. So short of something like that happening, let's just presume that Jake Fromm finishes out the Oklahoma game or finishes out the national title game and Jacob Eason really doesn't see the field.
But I don't think that matters. Why would that matter? What do you think? If Fromm got hurt for two games and Eason came in and won the title, you think that automatically he's going to be the starter? No, I'd say, you know what? I did what your boy couldn't do, which was finish the season off. I'm heading to Washington.
No, that's fair enough.
With a national title ring, and guess what? I'm the reason we got it. Because I don't think Eason got a bad – He didn't get a good shake to me. He got a bad shake because he played last year when they didn't have anybody else. He played behind a garbage offensive line. They ran the ball extremely ineffectively, and the defense was nowhere near the defense they were this year. And he had a lot of bad drops last year. He had guys right in the hands last year. And that Florida game, last year against Florida, if they catch the ball, they might have beat Florida. Because yeah, Jacob Eason played
Reggie
well.
Reggie Davis well, and Isaac Nauta dropping the one against Tech that seals that game. You know, he can't help the Hail Mary against Tennessee.
But I think the best bet for him is Fromm was a guy that Kirby recruited at Alabama and was committed to Alabama. And when Kirby left, Fromm flipped. People can say he followed whatever. He wanted to play at Georgia all the time. Part of the reason he wasn't going there was because of Kirby. Okay, he liked Kirby, and he left. That's Kirby's guy. To me, the writing is on the wall for Eason. You know, people can say what you want, but coaches, with the situation came with Eason, he was the best thing, and Kirby knew he needed a quarterback. So he tried to save him, and he did, and he got him.
So how are you voting?
I'm voting he leaves.
To where, FCS or FBS?
No, I think he'll go back to the state of Washington, either state or the Huskies, because sitting out a year, he can learn the offense. Come in, have a great. He might be a one and done, but still.
And you thinking he'll stay? We're just guessing here.
I'm thinking he would stay. I would probably stay.
And I'm going to actually pick the third option. I think he'll go. Now, if he transfers and Georgia says fine, and Georgia should by the way, I would expect that Georgia would do him right, not make him sit out, which means he could transfer to home to Seattle to play for Washington or go to the Palouse and play for Washington State. And not have to sit out a year. And I would think that would be right. If it comes to the ass to sit out a year, I could see him going to Eastern Washington, to Portland State. We have seen plenty of times now in college football, it doesn't matter. When you're a quarterback, it matters not where you're playing in terms of your ability to get into the NFL. Carson Wentz played at North Dakota State, for crying out loud. I mean, Tony Romo played at Eastern Illinois. So did Joe Flacco. They both played at Eastern Illinois. So it doesn't really matter where you play, at what level you play at. If you're a quarterback, if you can play, you can play. I'll go to the combine and show off.
And I think he's got to make the best decision for Jacob Eason.
I agree.
He can't worry about, well, I should be loyal to George. Why?
Why?
There's no reason. There's no loyalty in college football, okay? People that say that there is, the coaches aren't loyal to the players or the schools. If they were, they wouldn't jump. They wouldn't jump ship.
Well, they would also not take a job away for injury. You know, so, I mean, you know, he didn't even really get a – what did he appear in, two games? In garbage time at two games?
But you got to look at it like the cat came in and played. It usually doesn't happen like that. But when you look at it in this situation, he didn't have enough credit hours, if you will, to warrant him being the starter because he didn't put it down like that for Georgia. And Jake Fromm came in, and he didn't play bad enough to be snatched. He did not.
Jacob Eason played – 13 games for them in year one was the only real option at quarterback unless they wanted to roll Bryce Ramsey out there when they didn't have anybody else. And then he won the start.
Or Grayson Lambert, right?
I thought.
Was Lambert on the team last year?
I think Grayson Lambert was already gone.
Okay.
Anyway, I think. I'd have to check. It's been a long week. But the thing about it is he played when they didn't have him that really had truly another option. And it was great. Grayson Lambert was there. Yeah, he started the North Carolina game.
So you're going the loyalty route.
He was the best option. And then he won the job in spring. And then Jake Fromm came in, and he made a couple of plays. He made a couple of good throws against Notre Dame. But he didn't wow you. There were a couple of games where Fromm completed 7 passes.
Because that's what he was asked to do.
Yeah, but that's my point is Eason, I think Eason's a good enough quarterback, and I think Eason played well enough in his first year as a freshman in the SEC behind a bad offensive line and bad defense, or average defense, that he could have won with this team. You can't just say that he wouldn't have done this, because I don't think it's true.
No, I don't think that's true, but, you know, he didn't get the opportunity to.
I'll give Jacob Eason credit for this. He was a very loyal soldier. If he ended up transferring, you should tip your hat to him if you're a Georgia fan. He didn't complain. He wasn't out in the media. He wasn't saying, this is my job. He was out there cheering on the sidelines, cheering on Jake Fromm. I thought he did a wonderful job. If he ends up transferring, I think you ought to just always remember him fondly because I think he did you right. When we get back, we're going to test a little theory of something we talked about last week in regards to Christmas presents. We're going to test that theory in a moment and see how this works out. It is the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9, the game on this competition Wednesday. And, of course, a lot going on. in and around the holidays and NFL and what have you.
Hooray!
Last week, we asked a question about scratchers, and the question was, it sparked a lot of debate about whether or not if you gave scratchers as a present and somebody won a whole bunch of money.
Well, first, if you gave scratchers as a present, you're cheap.
And if you're they absolutely won a whole bunch of money, not cheap, because cheap? Some of those are very expensive. Like, okay, for a scratcher, let's be honest, I would take it.
And so we wondered if you gave somebody a scratcher and they scratched it off and suddenly they won a pile of money.
$1 million.
Or whatever. You would expect some of it in return because, after all, you bought the scratcher. And it became kind of a big thing. So I thought I'd test this today and test a little theory. Now, this isn't a team-building exercise because, basically, I hate those team-building exercises. Except for Terry Fox paper airplane team-building.
Where Hugh lost.
Yeah, that was a divisive.
Wait a minute, I was on that team that lost.
That was a divisive Hugh and Daryl team lost building activity. That was very divisive.
Because Hugh flew
it was
the
fun,
plane
because
Hugh
was cussing.
Hugh was so mad.
So I went out and moist. I bought a half a dozen. Half a dozen of the Atlanta Falcons scratchers, all right? And I have them in my hands, and you can win up to $350,000. And I'm going to hand them out, and we're all going to scratch off these scratchers. Grant McCauley's here. He's going to get one, too.
Oh, hi.
Make right? sure I get the winning one.
All right. So, Hugh, you can you get to pick first.
I
get to
pick one. Yeah. I don't have a coin. Anybody have a coin?
Sure, yeah, I get a coin.
Right. Everyone's got coins.
Here we go.
To share.
Wendy, you want to reach out here?
I'll just take the one in the middle.
How much did you give you there? A nickel? Okay.
Yeah, I got a nickel.
Here, I'll give you a dime.
All right. Grant, you want to grab one of these, Grant? This is your Falcon scratcher.
Are we going to scratch together? This is going to be a great visual
for
everybody.
Are we
going to
scratch
listening
together? Did you just say, Bo, you want to take one for you and for Daryl?
There's that.
That's exactly what she said.
Maybe
yeah,
I
Daryl
should
in
do
this other room over here.
And Bo's going to take those in. Now, here we go. So people are going to scratch off. We're going to see. Now, this Falcon scratcher says that you can win up to $350,000. Now, I want to make sure that everybody understands. I bought the scratchers, but if you win anything, a ticket, anything, it's yours.
First off, I have an issue.
Oh, gosh.
Here we go.
We didn't get to draw straws to see who got to pick first because me and Daryl basically got just what was ever left.
I got the last one.
And
here.
Yeah, but we got the last two of the last okay. three. I just think that was kind of unfair. So,
Bo, okay. Is anything going to make you happy today? Would you like my ticket here? We can swap if you want.
I think there's a number on the back.
You
can
goes
call
first.
A guy.
He's the co-host.
You
okay.
want to swap? Hey, so should we do a trade? Anybody want to do a trade?
No,
you goes first. He's the Camus Santa Claus. He's the co-host.
When okay, so second. Do mine first.
Oh, yeah, first sure. you, Doug.
Don't we do them together?
Okay. Let's do them together. It doesn't matter. Let's do them together.
We can all scratch together God. And make this.
No, y'all go first to prove how slanted it was towards the room on the other side of the glass and Daryl and myself. Go ahead.
I hope you lose.
I offered to trade.
I don't even understand how this works.
All right, so you see the Falcons at the top here?
Yes.
All right, the Falcons across the top are the winning numbers, all right? And then it says your numbers, where all the dollar signs are, and you want to match your numbers to the winning numbers. It says down here, it says match any of your numbers to the winning numbers and win the prize shown.
You know, this is the first time ever in life I've ever done this.
Oh, I'll be darned.
Really?
Me too.
Oh, you're going to be addicted. It's awesome.
Never.
If you get a TD symbol, a touchdown symbol, you win 10 times the prize shown. If you get an ATL symbol, you win all 20 prizes.
So can you scratch off all of the Falcon symbols?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, those are your winning numbers.
First of all, I've won nothing.
Okay.
So far.
These are Atlanta Falcons scratchers, which are $5 from the Georgia Lottery. And we are doing them just to prove a point here. I hope somebody wins something.
They sponsor us, by the way.
Well, that's why I bought these. Plus, they're Falcons.
Right.
So, hopefully somebody wins something. I bought a half a dozen of them for $5 here. You know, but again, you're looking for a match with your numbers to the winning numbers or a TD or an ATL symbol. You really want the ATL because you win all 20 prizes. And that's where the big money starts to happen.
Not necessarily. Because sometimes you can just have, like, $21.
Pardon me. Yeah, sometimes you can, but I mean, to win
wait a
match.
Second. Hold on. So if you got a 40 as a winning number,
right?
Oh no, it says 340. Wait, I don't understand.
If you have two, if your winning numbers match any of your numbers, but below the winning numbers,
any number.
So the numbers have to match. One number has to match the one at the top.
And so far, none of my numbers match.
Yeah, so far none of mine do either. But I'm hoping somebody does. I actually didn't want to buy myself a ticket because I didn't want to win because I was going, if I won, then it would seem like, that's why I just took whatever was left over. I thought, that's going to look a little tacky, doesn't it?
not necessarily.
Did anybody get a TD or an ATL?
It looks a little tacky when you give out a piece of paper for a gift because ain't none of these winners.
Come on.
That's where it looks tacky.
Somebody's got to win something. Somebody's got
to win. Anybody win nothing.
I don't think I didn't win. I didn't win anything. I'm double checking my numbers like my dad told me to do. Double check it and scan it anyways. You don't know if you're going to be a winner.
Don't make a mistake and sit down. Because tell me somebody wants something here.
No. Thanks for the piece of paper.
Watch Bo after complaining.
I got Bo's ticket as well. So
yeah, Bo, I got your ticket. You want to exchange?
If you're ready, I've got them all scratched off for you as well, so it'll be an easy read.
See your ticket there, Grant.
That's a loser there, John, but thank you.
You can pass it. You might want to scan them anyways, John, just in case we make a mistake.
Yeah, I will scan them.
And you can do so with the new Georgia Lottery mobile app.
You can, yeah.
I have that mobile app on my phone.
I do, too. It's a great app. You can do the scratchers on your phone.
And it will confirm for me what I already know.
I guarantee you. Watch, Bo or Daryl is going to have the winning ticket after Bo
got
done.
I got my money on Daryl.
No, I didn't get it.
Oh, if you got... If you complained, Bo,
I was one number away from a 35.
He's concentrating. He's 350 though. In like 3 minutes, and that's a long time for him to go down without coming up for air.
So let's just say I would have won his 350,000. What is etiquette like? What do you give back?
10 grand.
10%.
10 grand.
Price of the scratcher.
Ten grand.
Yeah. Price of the scratcher. Yeah, $5.
So you just give $5 back
and a steak dinner.
Yeah, and a steak dinner.
Bo, did you win?
The sizzler, Daryl. The sizzler.
Well, Wendy, I'm double checking my numbers, like you said. So just give me a second.
Pettiness is
anything
real.
Over 10 is complicated, but let me know if you need some help.
I'm done with both today. I'm good.
This was fun. Thanks, John.
Yeah, thank you, John, for the funness of the 1, 2, 3, 4.
This was a good
five
time.
Of us. The sixth person is not having fun.
Yes, thanks for the funness of a piece of paper for Christmas.
You stop. He what? Gave you a gift.
This is very kind.
A non-winning raffle ticket. Thank
he
you very
you
much.
He gave you the gift with the hopes that you would
that
win
is very
something.
Generous.
I am an ungrateful gift receiver.
That is a very generous gift.
It's not. It's
yes,
cheap.
It is lazy. Not.
It is.
It
more,
is not.
More troublesome than the lottery ticket debate was your really hot take about books not being a good gift for Christmas.
Yes. You know,
which
I always,
is ridiculous.
You know what?
Man, don't listen to Hugh Douglas.
Grant McCauley.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what
ridiculous.
I do now?
What do you do?
Just for fun, I ride around with a gasoline in my car. I like to set myself on fire every night.
I thought
and
it was
that's
just
dangerous.
In case you run out of gas.
That too. I got it for both reasons.
I think
yeah,
it is a very generous
books are
gift.
Terrible gifts.
No, we're they're gonna, not. They're great gifts.
We're going to double down.
Tremendous.
Books are actually
gonna,
great gifts.
We're going to double down on that one. You know, I like to stick my foot in my mouth every now and then. So I'm going to double down on the books gift. That's a terrible gift.
Well,
what
I
would
gave
you rather get a
book
or a lottery?
Let me see.
But I sent
okay,
somebody
well,
a book.
One of the things
off the
that
board
I do
with
recommend
video games.
Is that if you do get. If you do get the scratchers for Christmas and you're not used to using them, is to make sure that if you're doing it with somebody else, to have them double check, because sometimes you just miss them, and you'll miss that you had a winner, and you don't want to do that because
did someone do that?
Yeah, they oh yeah, that happens.
No, I'm saying in this room.
But hold on,
oh, I don't
though.
Know.
I don't know if you're bearing the lead here. Like,
no.
Thank
no,
you
but,
for the person who handed me the $350,000 winning
listen,
ticket.
No, I'm just
but y'all don't see how John is double checking everybody's ticket
he's
just
got
to.
Got to. Sure. You know what? That's
you have
fine.
To. No, it's a good thing to do.
like we're not grown. Like we're not gonna do it.
My dad does the same thing.
He does.
Yes.
That's mm-hmm. not my dad though. That's not John. It's not my dad.
Well, he's just making sure he's taking care of the room to make sure nobody won.
Fine. No, it makes me feel like he's looking to see if he won, if he can go get the money for himself.
No.
He wants to double check to make sure that if you had
hey,
any money,
$10,000?
He would go.
No, I'm just kidding.
He would go and,
yeah, no, I would.
And then you mixed them all up.
Well, you didn't win nothing.
Nobody put their name on the card or anything, so you don't know. Might have won. Might have mixed up the cards.
Nah, John, I don't think I won anything. It looks pretty like a non-winning ticket.
That's Grant's card because it is the most scratched scratcher in the history of scratchers.
I don't think that's
mine.
No,
that's mine. Oh, you did that. I'm a very thorough scratcher.
She also saved all of the scratching.
You have walked into a couple of these,
oh,
haven't you?
Sure
yes.
Have.
I'm going to quote you as well.
Please do.
So we thought we'd have a little bit
no,
of fun.
No, because
well,
my dad
won.
Buys these nah. on the regular. And
on
anytime.
The
on the right. Legit. My dad is... finds a reason to go to the gas station to buy scratch-off tickets, and mm-hmm. if I'm ever home, I have a new one in my hand every time he goes out of the house and back into a store.
Uh-huh.
So I like scratch-off tickets, and I've won some money on them. Like last time I was
you know,
in San Antonio,
I can't,
we won $200.
I can't bring myself to pay $10 or $20 for a scratch-off.
No, we normally buy like the $3 to $5 ones.
Yeah, the $20, and there's $30 scratch-offs.
Hold on, are there tiers to scratch-off tickets, Hugh?
Yep.
Yes.
Much like alcohol?
Yes.
$20 you know what? Scratcher.
I'm not giving anybody any tickets. I'm going to put a little bit more thought into my Christmas
thoughtful.
Gift.
It is thoughtful.
It's not. That's a terrible gift.
Nothing is a terrible gift. It's the thought that goes behind the gift. There is nothing.
Ties for dad are terrible gifts.
Thank you, John. No worries. Chad's for you right now at 404-741-0929 to win a pair of tickets to see the Hawks take on the Washington Wizards. Here's what you're going to get. You're going to get a pair of free tickets now. You don't have to scratch anything. Wednesday, December 27th. Tickets at Hawks.com. Hawks and Wizards to the caller that calls in and tells us what high school did the newly, or the guy that's going to sign the number one quarterback in the nation, Justin Fields, going to Georgia. What high school did Justin Fields attend? What high school is he at today signing to head off to Georgia? For two tickets to the Hawks and Wizards on Wednesday, December 27th, tickets are available at Hawks.com. We'll swing into the Wendy Zone as we continue on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, no, what's going on?
No, I just got to say something.
What's happening with you, Hugh Douglas?
Do it, Hugh.
You know, John, you just made it real weird.
What happened?
What?
You just made it. John, you gave us all scratchers.
Okay.
And then you took them back.
Yeah, you know what, John? I was hurt by that because I folded that, and that was like your gift to me, man.
John gave us,
you took us our gift. You took our gift back.
I was just going to go have it scanned.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about y'all, but I don't trust John. So I initialed mine.
Wait a second.
I initialed the back of mine.
I offered to give them all to you, Bo. And I said to you, Bo, you can take these and have them scanned.
John, I ain't got time for that garbage. If you petty and you want to go get your $30 back.
I could have scanned them on my phone. I had the app on my phone.
I'll give them to you. Okay,
it's too late.
Scan them.
Yeah, we do. Mine is the best scratched off one. Daryl, yours is the one that is folded. Bo has his initials.
This is on it. I know which one's Hughes and which one's Grant.
It's safe to say now that if we did win, that we all just have to split the money, whatever.
I just double checked and they didn't
win. John took all the scratchers, looked at them, and then put them in.
But
I want my $5 piece of paper.
That's going to be your fault because you should have evaluated your paper.
Hey, look, I did evaluate it, and I know it was a losing ticket.
All right, then perfect. Then.
And how about my app needs to be updated?
Oh, so you can't even scan them in. Boo that man.
If you can scan them, I'll give them back to you. You can scan them right now.
I can't check them because my app needs to be
so
updated.
When you're scanning, you're just making sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just double check.
This is the first time I ever played the lottery. Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. You have a good time?
Everybody's card is all
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Thank you.
It's very therapeutic.
No, it's not fun. Why are you sitting up here lying? We got scratch-offs for Christmas.
Which is awesome.
That's terrible.
I have
he
three
thought about
ops.
Us, though.
No, I appreciate
he
your
did.
Thought. The thought is
thought
nice.
About us.
But it's a terrible gift.
No, it's
where
not.
Where you going, John? You walked away.
It's a terrible gift.
There's no such thing as a terrible present.
Back to everybody.
There is a such thing as a terrible present.
There's no such thing as a
terrible
gift.
John just pulled a Kirk Herbstreit and walked off set.
He walked off set on us.
There is such thing as a terrible present.
There is not.
Ask all the dads out there that get terrible presents.
It's a thought that counts.
Ask about the dad out there that gets the dollar screwdriver
set. What is hurting you right now?
I'm just saying.
No,
who gave the dad the screwdriver set that breaks after Christmas?
But who doesn't make their list every single year?
I think I gave that to my grandfather.
Who doesn't make their list every single year? Usually it's the guys. You have to pull teeth in order for guys to make you a Christmas
list. No, you know why we do that? Because as dad, you should know what we want. We take care of your butt all year long.
Do you know what we want, Hugh?
Yes.
What do we want?
Jewelry.
What a girl wants.
And shoes. That ain't hard. That ain't hard. It ain't a woman. It ain't a man on this planet.
That's not true.
He don't have to ask his wife what she wants for Christmas. If he bring her some diamonds.
Yes, he does.
He bring her some diamonds, she happy. He bring her some diamond earrings, she happy.
But what if it's the wrong one?
What you mean it's the wrong one? It's diamonds. It don't matter. It don't matter. He bring her some red bottom shoes in her size. Number one, she happy because they read about him. Number two, she happy because he remembered her size.
These are bloody
shoes. You cannot tell me nothing about this. I lived through this.
Where do these guys exist?
And a nice purse? A nice purse for a woman? Are you kidding me? This ain't hard. It ain't hard. It ain't hard. It ain't hard to please a
woman.
That's
so funny you say that because
diamonds.
Guys are like, what do I get?
Diamonds, shoes, nice purses. Men, they have no clue. The socks, no.
Make a list.
List. Ties, unless they're really nice
make
ties.
A
That's
list.
Cool. But all the other stuff, man, come on, man.
That's why you make a list.
No.
terrible.
I'm tired of pulling teeth. I'm sorry, glad I'm single. No, honestly, this actually makes me
I'm sad to be single at times.
I'm single right now. Sometimes I do not have to worry about this. Why?
Sometimes I
took your say. I'm sorry, when that went off on a rant.
No, it's nice to, because it's the thought that counts when giving a gift.
Yeah,
so John,
it was a great
really
thought. Thank you, John.
Apparently, what I need more than anything else right now is an umbrella.
Yeah, well, you can get those scratch offs and get you an umbrella.
Well, let's just talk about at least one
Daryl.
Story.
Daryl. Not like that, John. You know him.
What was it here this morning?
Daryl.
Morning. Daryl. Morning,
Daryl. Give Wendy back her segment, please.
No, offer it's snacks. Okay.
It is raining sideways outside, John.
Yeah, that's not good.
What you got, Wendy?
It perfectly describes
I'm
a lot
about
of
to pick up my Cadillac.
What, sideways? It's about to get sideways. You keep making those little
hey,
side
no, no,
comments.
It will not. Y'all be nice. Come
can
on
we,
now.
Can we give Wendy back her segment?
Yeah, we'll do at least one story because, you know, it was rumored a few months ago that it was going to be Taylor Swift who was going to be headlining the College Football National Championship game here in Atlanta at Centennial Park. Well, that turned out to just be what it was, a rumor, because Grammy Award-winning artist Kendrick Lamar will be performing at halftime at this year's College Football Playoff National Championship game next month. Now, he's going to be in a free non-ticketed event from Centennial Olympic Park, which is near, obviously, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where the game is going to be played on January the 8th. His performance will be integrated into halftime of ESPN's telecast of the College Football Playoff National Championship.
So, I cannot wait.
Huge deal. I'm obsessed with Kendrick Lamar.
I will be there.
He's going to be doing most of his hits from his new album, Damn. Which is
I'll be there.
Incredible.
So, are you going to be at Centennial Olympic Park?
Absolutely.
You're not going to be inside the stadium?
I'm going to Centennial Olympic Park.
Well, first of all, John, I could probably not afford a ticket into the championship game.
True.
Second, though, I mean, I love Kendrick Lamar and I love his latest album. So.
He did a Final Four like that
it's
also
free.
A couple years ago. He did a Final Four just like that.
You know how many people are going to be at Centennial Olympic Park? You got to get
there. I don't
care.
I'm calling in Top Dog Entertainment and I will be there.
Is that, by the way, did you say that that was a free?
Free.
Okay, it's going to be packed.
Free, which means it will be packed.
Yes, it'll be incredible. Isn't that little bandstand kind of like down and in?
Yes.
You know, if you're in the park, you have to kind of walk back towards the aquarium, right?
Yes. Yes. Toward the street. Yep.
Are you going to be there, John?
No, I'll be watching the game at home, probably. I can't afford tickets either. And I'm not going to sit. No offense, I'm not standing in line for Kendrick Lamar while I'm missing the game.
Well, if you check our scratchers, then we may.
Oh, there you go.
We may have enough money to go to the national championship game. We could probably
you know,
do all
you're
going to
shoot your eyes out, okay?
Oh, you're making fun of my shirt now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who,
you said a
who
bad
makes
word,
fun
John?
Of a Christmas story? Who makes fun of a Christmas story? It's one of the greatest Christmas movies of all time.
Here you go, John. Give me the tickets. I got my barcode working. I give me a scan the barcode.
Rick and John, top of the hour.
Y'all tripping.
We're going to break.
And John just walked
you
away.
Throw it to break.
Hey, Sports Radio 92.9 again. We're going to break.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.